All right, so Trump's getting impeached.
Yes, that's happening.
Or it might be happening.
It's just the hearings, but.
And we lost weight.
Holla back.
Yo, welcome back to That Guy Show podcast. I'm William.
I'm Matt.
That Guy Show is a podcast for men, about men, by men, with men, as men.
Amen. Got me like, whoa, yeah, way up in the skies like, whoa, whoa. Living my time is trying to get my life right. My God never fails, so I'm here to tell. Living for the king of kings, what do you think this is? Got me like, whoa, yeah. Yo. What's going on, dude?
Not too much, dude. It's been a while. We have not been recording podcasts.
Yeah, we've also been preparing ourselves for another Theology on Tap that we're doing.
Yeah.
A bar trivia night, Catholic trivia night. It's going to be pretty beastly. We're going to go all out as usual. We found a cool app. We're going to have buzzers. It's going to be intense.
Yeah.
It's going to be very intense.
So that's October 17th, starting 6:30 p.m. at the Chimes in Covington.
Chimes in Covington.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you want to make a drive, come on out and see us.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And you'll also be able to drink fruity beer while you're there with me and Will. I'll be drinking Purple Haze and he'll be drinking his Blue Moon.
I'm going to adjust my fast so I can eat.
Okay, perfect.
And drink that night.
Oh, well, you have some 6:30 to 7. You could just tear it up in the first 30 minutes.
Yeah, but no one's there at 6:30. You know what I mean? Like, it's
we could be talking at
people about get there at like 6:35, 6:40. So then that leaves me only 20 minutes of like eating.
Well, you can just get there 30 minutes early and just eat before everybody gets there. I mean, you're going to be talking from 7 to 9 anyway.
Yeah, but it's more like. I'm just going to adjust my fast.
Okay, fine. Adjust your fast.
Yeah, so I can enjoy the night and
be
not
a cheater.
Worry about
it. Be a cheater on your fast. That's fine. Whatever.
How's those pills going?
They're going pretty good, I guess. I mean,
are you still taking them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your keto miracle pill?
Ultra keto miracle pill, wow. Which I bought because it said no exercise, no work, just take the pill, lose the weight. So that was exciting.
So how long have you been taking it?
So, well, I basically maybe like 2 weeks into the challenge because I had ordered them. That's how we started the challenge because I told you that I bought them.
That's perfect because we did our second weigh-in 2 weeks into the challenge, right?
Right. Well, I was on the pills for at least 2 weeks.
No, I'm saying our second weigh-in. And then we did a third weigh-in, which was at the 30-day mark.
Right.
So we did one at 15 days. So you started taking them about 2 weeks into the challenge.
I was taking them a week before we weighed ourselves.
The first or the second time?
The first time. I had taken them way before. Like, so the first time we weighed ourselves, I'd already been on them.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
No.
They didn't come yet. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I've been on them.
No.
Yeah.
No, you remember? Because
I have terrible memory, so I know. I'm not going to say.
So we weighed ourselves. And we weighed, Matt weighed 217.2 pounds and I weighed 234 pounds. And then you had the fantasy football draft that night.
I did.
And so you didn't start the diet. And then you texted me the next week saying, I think this is a scam. The pills are a scam because
I wasn't getting them in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we still didn't weigh ourselves for another week after that.
Which was the 2 week mark.
Yeah.
So you started taking the pills 2 weeks into the challenge.
I remember distinctly taking them prior to the first weigh-in. And I was like, hey, that must be working because I'm winning. Because I was winning at the two-week mark. I was ahead of Will by a pound and a half.
Okay.
And I got overconfident.
And my theory is that those pills are making you not lose weight.
Well, your theory is wrong, sir.
So after 2 weeks, I lost 6.2 pounds, or Matt lost 6.2 pounds, and I lost 5.6 pounds. So Matt had me by about a pound.
And I got overconfident. I started drinking beer once a week.
I thought you were taking the pills and all of a sudden you just didn't lose anything.
Well, no, I started doing like intermediate fasting. I started doing like less carbs. I was doing that for the beginning. And then I have slowly kind of changed to like kind of lower carbs, but like generally speaking, doing more of a fasting thing. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I just don't eat lunch. I mean, I actually wait till dinner. So first time I eat is usually like 5 o'clock.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But you snack at all?
Sometimes I will if I'm like real hungry. But like what I've noticed is that those ultra keto pill things that I take, that the main thing that they do, I mean, maybe they raise ketone levels in your body. I have no idea.
but it does seem to curb my hunger. So when I don't take them, like if I forget to take them in the morning, by lunchtime, I'm like extremely hungry. So that is one thing that I noticed that they do.
So they might be working just to stop you from eating.
Right. That's, I think that's all they do. They curb hunger. So then if you're not hungry and you're a busy person, you could easily lose weight without quote unquote exercising because—
I mean, do you think it's one of those pills that have the towel inside of it?
Well,
or the sponge
I
animal?
I sent you a picture of what's in it. I mean, I didn't know what any of those words were.
Well, what's in it?
I sent you a picture of the ingredients one day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I wanted to shoot, because you were like, what is in these cheater pills? And
it's,
I was like,
well, it's all proprietary blends of stuff.
Right. And they're basically—
so it doesn't tell you what's in it.
It's supposed to be a, it's supposed to be something that makes you have ketone levels go up or something. I don't know.
Anyway.
It's like one of those things that like nobody knows if it works.
I just figured
or not.
You take it. The gel capsule would dissolve and a little dinosaur sponge would appear.
And then I'd
poop it
out.
And then you'd be like, I'm full.
And then I'm so full.
It goes away.
Something like that.
All right. So we weighed ourselves for the final weigh-in. We actually did it at 5 weeks instead of 4 weeks because of
life. That last week is what got me.
Yeah. So Matt was at 6.2 pounds at the halfway weigh-in. And at the final weigh-in, he was 6.6 pounds. So you lost 0.4 pounds in 2 weeks.
That's 0.4.
Yeah. I was at 5.6 pounds, and after 5 weeks, I was 12 pounds. So I lost 6.4 pounds. 5.4 pounds. 6.4 pounds.
That was all in that last week.
6.4 pounds.
Will admitted, he went on the Mediterranean diet, and just and apparently that did something.
Yeah. So
when you say Mediterranean diet, all I can think of is like Greek wine and tzatziki sauce.
We had no tzatziki. I had some last night, actually. We went to Zoe's.
Oh, love me some tzatziki.
It was all right. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, tzatziki sauce at Zoe's is not good.
You don't like it? Oh, Zoe's.
Oh, yeah, Zoe's.
No.
But, dude, you get some from Acropolis, that will knock your socks off, son.
Will it?
It will. Because
we make our own
you.
At home, but it's a little watery.
Oh, yeah. Can't have that water.
Yeah, so I don't know how they make it in the
I don't know
stores.
Either.
But ours is good. I like it. It tastes good. It's just a little... It's almost like a little white drizzle.
Do you use sour cream?
No.
What do you use for the whiteness?
Greek yogurt.
Oh, you use the Greek. Yeah. Oh, but oh, that's probably what you don't. You don't probably drain it. You have to drain it overnight. You have to make it. I have made tzatziki sauce before. You have to get those sheets. What are they called? Like cheese sheets or something. And you
cheese
put
cloth.
The yogurt. Yeah. On the cloth. And you stick it in the fridge overnight. And there will be all this water in there in the next morning. And then that's what you use to make the tzatziki sauce not watery. I can't believe I know that.
Interesting. Because we put a little lemon juice in it, some garlic, I think.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, you got to tear up the garlic.
Dill, cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
The cucumber makes it really watery, too.
Yeah, and you can do, like, I know, so my friend, when he makes tzatziki, he, like, does this thing where he, like, he skins it. And then he cuts it up and he takes all the seeds out. He scoops the seeds out.
Yeah, I do that too.
You do it too, okay. Because the seeds, I think, can make it
it's just
a little more
juicing.
Yeah, more juicy.
So anyway, after the 30-day mark, I was victorious and I'm still doing okay. But this past week, I mean, I've only lost a pound when I weighed myself this morning from last week.
I'm actually down. Well, I'm down on my scale and your scale are different. But I'm definitely down on my scale.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think I'm down at least a pound or two.
That's good.
Which I don't feel like I'm down a pound.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's weird when you're like losing weight. It's like some days you feel like, man, I feel so skinny, you know?
Yeah.
And then other days you actually feel almost bloated, even though you're not.
Well, this past week, this was my diet this past week. I've been very strict on the Mediterranean diet, except for Tuesday, I had 3 Coke Lifes and a Coke Icy.
I do love Coke Life.
Wednesday, I had McDonald's for dinner, and I got it at like 6:45 and scarfed it down, plus a large slushy from a gas station.
Oh, you were just being
like a Slurpee slushy,
dirty.
Not like an icy.
You're just getting all kinds of
blueberry and raspberry.
You're like,
raspberry
dude, you're
mix.
Gonna do it. Do it. What'd you get from McDonald's? I mean, did you just get like a Whopper? Oh, I was
no, I got a Dave's Best Burger. Just joking.
I want to know what's your thing of choice, because I'm honestly
Dollar Menu all the way. Well, it's not Dollar Menu anymore. They're ripping us off now.
But yeah,
you just two get McDoubles and a hot and spicy, or two hot and spicy and a McDouble.
Oh.
When I was a fat kid, I'd get two of each.
Yeah, dude, I'd go through Wendy's, dude. I would tear that up.
Mm-hmm.
Junior Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. some nuggets. Oh, I get like five. I get like five burgers.
And then yesterday I went out to lunch and I had some like Thai ribs with this like really special sauce on it. And what else was it
called? Special sauce?
It was special to me. But I did get a salad. I got a grilled chicken.
Oh, of course.
Thai salad or something. I don't know. I didn't like it. I don't like peanut sauce.
All those sauces, though, that's what gets you. It's because they all have like crazy sugar amounts. Yeah.
And then last night we went to Zoe's, so I ate out twice in one day. Luckily, I didn't pay for lunch, and we had a coupon for Zoe's, $10 off. So
nice.
Didn't break the bank at either one.
Well, that's pretty cool. But anyway, so, let me tell you about this TED Talk video that I saw. So, I saw this video on TED Talk, and while I'm talking about it, I guess I should look it up because I should
say
what it actually is.
Matt has a coffee every single podcast, and so for the next, how long do we do? Just the next 30 days?
The next 30 days, yeah.
Next 30 days, Matt cannot have a cup of coffee like at the podcast, so he needs to get his coffee in before or after we shoot this show because we do it every Friday morning. So that's what the bet was. I had to join a fantasy football league of his choice next year. Luckily, I don't have to do that now. But we need to come up with what's a 60-day challenge. Like, what's the next 30-day bet?
Yeah, we really do.
We'll come up with that, and we'll fill y'all in. So, yeah, there was this cool TED Talk, and it was talking about, like, where does your fat go, right?
Yeah, it was by this mathematician, Ruben Meerman.
Yeah, Meerman.
Not Beer Man. Meerman.
Meerman. Is that really his name?
Yeah, and he does like, he's got like the chemistry set and he like does the whole thing in front of you so you could see it as it happens. But this is basically the premise, and I don't know why, but it totally changed, like it's just changed my entire perspective on losing weight. And it's a simple question. He's like, where does fat go? Like you burn fat and you lose weight, right? Well, where does it go? Like how does it get out of your body?
So where did you think, so before watching, where did you think it went?
I guess I never really thought about it. I would just assume like you poop more. Like I just assume like you lose weight and then all that crud in your body, just where does it go? Well, it comes out the back end. I guess you sweat it out, but it comes out the back end.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Sweating it out and then
pooping.
And
That's what you would think. So he's interviewing people and they're basically saying that, or they're just like, I really don't know, you know, like energy. Like a lot of people say, okay, well, it comes out as energy, like my ability to move my arms, and like then it sort of like dissipates into the ether, you know, like, I mean, it's just crazy
stuff.
Which
is why I thought sweat, right? Because right, like you move around and then the sweat comes out, but yeah, whatever.
And so like he goes through this whole thing and basically he's like, no, he's like, it's a basic breakdown. He does like the whole like math stuff on it and like scientific table and all that. But it comes out as CO2. Hmm. It comes out as air. You breathe out the fat. It comes out your mouth in your breath.
You got a fat mouth.
In your hot breath. It comes out of your hot breath. You know, it's funny though, because when I'm like losing weight, I do feel like I have like bad breath sometimes. Like I feel like it happens more than often. Like when I go keto, I definitely have some like breath issues.
Yeah.
And that must be connected somehow.
That's why it's a good thing. Like if I got that, you ever worked out with
I got
people?
that nasty fat breath.
Yeah.
Dude, stop breathing on me with your nasty fat breath.
I remember when I worked out, people would always tell me, remember to breathe. Like don't, like when you're lifting the weights or something like that, like don't just hold it in, like breathe.
I think it's because like you'd pass out.
Oh, maybe that's it. I thought it was because they wanted me to lose weight. And they knew something I didn't know.
The guy was funny about it because he was like, so all you got to do is breathe more and eat less. You're welcome. Okay, so on the surface, you're like, well, how does that really change anything? Right. But I'm going to tell you like, okay, so for example, like going for a walk in the evenings and stuff like that. Like, I mean, you know, that kind of stuff like is good for you, but you're just kind of like, I mean, is this really doing anything? And I used to go biking and I do like biking, but the problem I feel like with biking is like I'm wasting my time because I feel like I'm not losing weight. I feel like the only muscles, because here's the disparity here, because when I'm not knowing exactly how fat is leaving my body, I'm sitting on a bicycle, I'm sitting down, I'm kind of leaning over, but I feel like the only part of my body that's getting exercise is like the small muscle right by your kneecap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that, I feel like that is like your only muscle. I know your whole legs are working, but it's like, I feel like I'm just using my legs. Like I'm not using my body. It's like, and I have all this belly fat. If I want to get rid of belly fat, I have to like work out my abs. Like, you know what I mean? Like I have to work because my legs don't really have a bunch of fat in them. They look all like, you know, you know, solid rock, yeah, you know, like yeah, a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Leg. That's what your legs
and,
look like.
Anyway, so like I don't need to work those out. Like, I'm wasting my time working those out. I need to work out my belly. So I almost, you know, and I know it's all connected, like, you know, but, and like muscles and burning fat and all that kind of stuff. But I just feel like thinking about it in a way that I just, it's just breathing, like increasing my breathing, like standing at my desk, working, mm-hmm, walking around, talking on the phone instead of sitting at my desk. Like, you can increase your breath all the time, you know what I mean? And it's like, especially during the day, if I'm doing intermittent fasting, like, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, when I was working out at the gym almost every day, like, there's no way I can go a whole day intermittent fasting and do like an hour and a half workout in the middle, you know, in the morning. Cause then you're like freaking hungry, you know?
That's when they say you should work out.
You should work out in the morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying,
No. They're saying you should work out before, like during your fast.
Right. But then you eat something or you replenish your muscles. You're supposed to like,
yeah,
eat something. But that's what I was not, like, I was trying to like work out and then just fast the rest of the day.
Oh.
But then it was like, no, but I got to eat something. But, you know, anyway, so I don't know. It's just changed my perspective. That's all. Like, it just definitely changed my perspective on the whole like concept for some reason.
You just walk around the house going,
yeah, I just try like heavy breathing a lot and just see if that works. There's
fat everywhere in your house now. I need to start working out before my fast ends. So I don't know how to do that with work.
What if you just ran to your car? I mean, people might think you're weird, but.
Well, I've used the parking garage and like walked up all the ramps. I haven't ran them, but I've.
You park up?
Walk up.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad way.
I park halfway up, but I walk all the way to the 8th floor.
I mean, I think if you did that every day or if you would go outside and.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that I like about. Like not having a traditional office and being able to do whatever I want. Like, I like being able to just walk down the street. Like, I'm on conference calls all the time.
Yeah.
I'll just like go walk down the street. Unfortunately, gosh, I don't live in a quiet neighborhood. So like, I mean, like, you know, I'm downtown Covington.
Yeah.
My neighborhood's quiet, but like the office that I have, it's like, so I go walking down the street. It's like ambulance. Whee!
Right.
And you're like, I gotta like, but I'll just walk around. Now it's a little hot the last couple months, but like just being able to walk around.
Yeah.
And talk instead of just sitting at my
desk.
Wish
I had that.
Yeah. Like it definitely, that kind of stuff helps out a lot.
I wish we had a North Shore office.
Also, it makes me think better when I walk around while I'm doing stuff.
Oh, I think so too.
If I could have a mobile computer follow me around, maybe the glasses will do that one day.
I mean, you can just have an iPad Pro and you can walk that.
I know, but I can't do any of my work from there unless I would really have to be doing it on my screen.
Yeah, true. True.
Anyway,
all right. So we're gonna try and.
What else are we talking about today?
Fat. Trump.
Oh,
is
nothing. Nothing good. Lead in as breathing fat. As to let's now talk about the president.
Exactly.
Oh, dude. What? Like, am I just like overly numb to everything happening in Washington D.C.? Or does this just sound like the stupidest thing to be? Attempt to impeach somebody, including Donald Trump. Of all things, you could try to impeach him for. Why are they trying to impeach him over some random conversation? I don't even get it.
I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of presidents who've been impeached, and the impeachment doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't. Well, let me rephrase that. Just because you're impeached doesn't mean you're no longer going to be president. You know,
right? It's like the hearings to see if you like broke a law or whatever. And
it sounds a lot worse than it is.
Bill Clinton's the last one I remember being impeached.
Because he lied under oath about an affair.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but stupid impeachment.
But they did the same thing. They just drug it out. It was like, they made all these hearings. They kept dragging it out, beating their drum. They were just trying to waste time to prevent any actual good thing from happening because they wanted to use all this bad stuff in the next election for the next party to win.
That's exactly what it is.
Right. So it was like a complete waste of time.
They could have impeached Trump on so many other things that he has said.
But... And like, and this is what I think, this is like a disparity.
Based off of why they're trying to impeach him now, right?
Like, I think this is the disparity here. It's like people who live in that world, who live in like the kind of Northeast world,
mm-hmm.
you know, like California, your big cities. But it's like, you know, all your big cities. But I mean like—
Wait, California, your super, big cities?
Super,
but that's nowhere near the Northeast.
That's why I was laughing. You're right, I know. Well, I threw California in there because California
and
is
California.
Like— Yeah, because California kind of goes with
it. I gotcha.
But I mean, it's like they live in this world where it's like everyone is so like appalled by Trump all the time.
Yeah.
And like everything he does is just so offensive. And so, and they just live in this world, and they, this whole like Russia thing has gotten, they wasted all their time on this stupid thing because they didn't know what else to do after he won. And they just were trying to drag out things. And it's like, and against all odds, the economy's doing great and all these things are happening that are just making them lose their minds. And instead of just like passing good policy and coming up with good like things to do for the country, it's like, we need to like make America suck as much as possible to prevent him from being reelected. Like that's the, and it's not just Democrats. Republicans do the same thing. We were just talking about that, what they did with Bill Clinton. It's like, they want to damage America to the point where their party gets elected.
Well, it's like, see, this is what happens when this person runs.
That's like some sick and twisted stuff. Like you would waste all your time in Congress because you can't get anything else done. And you're going to waste all this time on these freaking hearings. It's like, just like they did for this whole Russia probe. It's like, they knew very well that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing politically.
So
he says stuff, he meets with people. So he tried to like take advantage of that, knowing he wasn't some criminal mastermind trying to like influence elections with like foreign help. At the same time, he's like pissing those people off and we're all just praying that we don't get into another world war. It's like, and then you're gonna try to pretend like he's like colluding with all these people around the world while he walks around saying America's better than everybody else. It's like, it's the same dichotomy. It's like they used to do that with Bush. He was like this evil genius that would like create hurricanes and blow up levees and destroy cities, and then he was an idiot and he couldn't tie his own shoes. Like, you know what I mean? Like they had these dichotomies about people where they're like, on one hand they're trying to tell you this person is an imbecile and can't do anything. On the other hand, they're telling you they're an evil mastermind. And you're like, well, it's got to be one or the other here.
Well, it's funny because, like, so for George Bush, for example, he's probably the first time that I can remember, and now I don't have a lot of years on this, but it's the first time that I can remember and hearing other people talk about, like, remembering that, like, a president was actually hated, you know? That, like,
people were,
one side was like,
I just remember, like,
I hate this guy. He is such a detriment to whatever. Anyway, George Bush is going on the talk show circuit recently. I mean, recently as in like the past 2 years or something like that.
Oh, you're talking about Junior. George Bush Jr.
George W.
I thought you were talking about the senior.
No.
Because I don't think he was particularly liked. I mean, I don't think he made a second term, so he wasn't particularly liked.
No one was out there like hating.
I just, you know what I mean? I remember people used to mock that one thing that he said, read my lips, no new taxes. And like, I feel like that was the thing that killed him because they just never let that go because then he like, you know, added new taxes.
But if you took like Saturday Night Live as the litmus test of how they treated presidential candidates, right?
Yeah.
And on their show, George Bush was like the first time that
They just went after,
right? Yeah, so that's my point. Was like, it was such an attack. Whereas when Dana Carvey did George H.W. Bush,
it was more loving
and funny. Right. And like when they met up, you know, I think Dana Carvey tells a story about how like, hey, do that impression of me. You know, like the president wanted to hear it when they met the president.
Yeah.
And the fact that he even like met the president is another, you know, crazy story in itself. So my point being is that George W. Bush goes on the talk show circuits to promote his book of like paintings that he's done. And he was witty. You know, he was fast with comebacks and a little bit of sarcasm and a little self-deprecating. And I remember like he was on Jimmy Kimmel. And I think Jimmy Kimmel was actually surprised in the conversation. And you could tell, like, I actually really enjoy talking to this guy.
Right, you know? Like, wow, he's not an evil you know, agent of the devil. Like, oh, I don't think he is.
And I don't think Barack Obama's an evil agent of the devil, you know? But I definitely did get into that.
At least not willing.
I definitely got into that talk show or, you know, the talking heads of the far right-wing radio shows, you know, during Obama's presidency. And, you know, that stuff is just so toxic when you only listen to one side of the story. It's extremely toxic, right?
Well, and it's also hard too because you have to listen to one extreme, then the next extreme, and there's no true middle. Like, mm-hmm. It's really hard to feel like you're listening to a middle analysis of anything anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like,
there is no such thing.
It's just like, it's everything is skewed one way or the other. And it's like, I watch a lot of the free news. So like your CBS, like online, online newscast. And it's like, it's not really 24 hours, but they basically have like this set of stories that run 24 hours. So like any time of the day I can turn it on and watch for, you know, 40 minutes and get the basic headlines. But it was so funny to watch during the presidential elections, like how it just changed. You know what I mean? It went from like covering like Trump and everybody else to like just like just very partisan everything, you know?
Right, right.
Anyway, but besides all that, yeah, I mean, this impeachment thing, like to me, I just, I don't, like, I'm not even like remotely taking it seriously. Like, I did, not in a million years, do I think that this is going to lead to anything? Like,
okay.
So, and it's like, not to mention that not only did, like, the funny thing is like, okay, so did Biden and his family commit a crime in another country? Like, isn't it part of the president's preview? Couldn't he ask the FBI to investigate that? And like, meanwhile, I'm thinking of like, we just had a president who his whole cabinet and all the intelligence agencies who actually forged warrants to get warrants to literally phone tap and spy on Donald Trump when they thought he was going to win the election, to dig up dirt with the intelligence agency to affect an election. Like, that is like an actual crime and like super shocking. And yet they're like, they're making it sound like that, right. if there was a person who tried to use his office to like affect an election, that would be so awful. And Donald Trump just randomly said on a phone call, like, hey, if you got any crime, this dude committed a crime, you know, look into it, let us know. It's like, somehow that is so egregious to you, but the idea that they forged like evidence to get a FISA warrant to like spy on Donald Trump and to tap his phones, like, come on. Like, that is like, so, I mean, it's not shocking to me. Like, I assume the government is doing those kind of illegal activities all the time on everybody. Like, it's just, I have so little, I think so lowly of the integrity of the government. It wouldn't shock me to find out that, you know, that they blew up and killed American citizens because it helped their cause. Like, I really have like, and it's a problem probably, but it's like, right. You know, I watch like, what's that show? On Netflix with Kevin Spacey. What was that? House of Cards. I watched that show and I'm like, that's probably not even, you know. And it was funny because I remember Steve Scalise got interviewed. He's our local rep, but he's also became, well, I guess people know him since he got shot. Anyway, he's kind of famous, but he became like the minority whip, and that's what Kevin Spacey was in the show. So I remember them asking him like, hey, do you watch House of Cards? Like, is that what being minority whip's like? He's like, well, I only watched a few episodes and I can tell you that I've never seen that, like the stuff he did in one episode I've never seen happen, and he'd probably go to prison if he did that.
Have you seen the show Designated Survivor?
I have. Netflix? Yeah, so at least part of it.
But
the first season. Anyway.
We go down rabbit holes very easily.
Anyway.
First of all, we did was say Trump is potentially being impeached, but why is he being impeached? We haven't even talked about that yet. So there's this phone call to Ukraine, right? With the Ukrainian president. And from what people have gathered, it sounded like Trump was acting as, you know, Don Corleone Trump. Hey, we've done this for you. Now you're going to do this for me.
He doesn't say that in the phone call. He just literally just in the phone call just says, you know, he asked him about, you know, the Bidens and if they committed any crimes in their country, and was like, you should let us know if you do.
Well, so the Trump administration is not denying we've done stuff for you, now you should do this for us. So, but he said it's not as villainous as you guys are making out to be. The whole point was like, hey, we've been there for you, now we need you to be here for us. You know what I mean? That's kind of how they're making it. You know, we've done this, now we'd like you to do this. They're calling it a witch hunt against him. Reading further, it's like, did Trump violate his oath? Did he commit a crime? Like, what did he do? Like, why would he be impeached? And so far, from what it sounds like to me, is everybody thinks it's plausible that he did an impeachable offense.
Well,
and so it's not even.
But the impeachable offense, again, even if it was, and the funny thing is, literally, like yesterday, he just like asked China to do the same thing, like in front of reporters. He was like, well, you know what, the Bidens had some shady dealings in China should investigate them too, let us know if they did anything evil,
right?
Like anything criminal. Like, he literally just said that. It's like in the meetings in impeachment, and he does the same thing to another. He did that during the election, don't you remember? That was the whole thing with the Hillary Clinton email. He's like, I'm sure the Russians have it, the Russians should let us know. I mean, like, that was the thing that launched this whole like ridiculous probe in the first place. That lasted, cost millions of dollars. Everybody knew it was going to bring up nothing. It was just supposed to waste time. And like, here we are again. It's like, dude, like, if he promised him, if it was like a thing where it was like, hey, we're going to send you money. Cause you know, like when we sent Iran and literally pallets of money, do you remember that? That was crazy. Anyway, but like if there was like pallets of money that showed up on their doorstep, like we released all kind of money and we just dropped it off there like we did with Iran. And then he was like, all right, now you got to give me the dirt. Like, okay, that's, I can see you're like trying to give money or something, but it's like, he's not going to be able to like, I don't know. The whole thing to me just is just so ridiculous.
It's
like, to me, this is what it really looks like. It's like the Democrats watched their own debates and they were like, oh, we are screwed. And so then they just went down this rabbit hole. Like they just left. They were like all about Elizabeth Warren. They're all about Buttigieg and they're talking about the debates and these guys are so good. And all of a sudden, like somewhere in the debate process for the Democratic primary, they were just like, you know what? We are totally screwed. We're not beating Donald Trump. Let's do something else. And I haven't heard a thing about any of the Democratic nominees whatsoever since this thing broke.
Yeah.
Like a week and a half ago. So it's like they were just like, you know what? I really think, and they never, no one's ever going to say this because they're like, their attitude is, oh, this is going to be a breeze. Like we're just picking who's taking the place because everybody hates Donald Trump, right? Everybody hates, you know what I mean? And it's like, they're looking at the economy numbers. They're looking at investment numbers. They're looking at unemployment. They're looking at like just all these numbers that are just like have record breaking awesomeness. And I'm not even saying they're connected to what Donald Trump's doing or not. I'm just saying that's what's happening.
Right.
And historically, economy's doing good. The sitting president stays. And so they're like, okay, we need to come up with a new plan. Let's go back to this. Like we got to just get him out the office some other way besides getting people to vote for him.
Well, but regardless of the impeachable offense, whether it's impeachable or not, why is he trying to get the Ukrainian government to investigate Biden?
You're saying what's the shady deal?
No.
It is a...
How do you know there's a shady deal? Well,
first of all, it's been brought up before. Mm-hmm. So like the Biden's dealings in China and the family business, and there was millions of dollars exchanged through the family business with these foreign leaders. And so the question is, just like they bring it up with Trump and his business dealings, and it's not just him. I mean, what was Cheney? Mm-hmm. Cheney is another great example of somebody who's makes millions and billions of dollars off of the war, you know? Yeah. So it was like, how is this like any, like, you know, so are these dealings affecting your policies? And so people like Cheney and like Biden are like, oh no, these are just, you know, business is business and politics is politics. I'm just, you know what I mean? And they're not mixed. But like, you're like, everyone else in the world's like, no, that's very mixed. Like it's like when President Clinton is and Hillary Clinton are receiving millions of dollars to go give like a random talk at some country. It's clearly because they think that, oh, they're going to hold power again one day and we want to grease the palms and be friendly. And so we like to me and to most people, that's like, okay, that's just how business is done in the world. It's all, I mean, I guess you could call that corruption. That's just how it's done. You grease my palm, I grease yours. When we get in political power, we're gonna have we know each other's cell phones, we'll call each other up.
And I mean, isn't that how friendship works?
It's also how friendship works, yeah. So
I mean, what's the point of being friends if I scratch yours and you won't scratch mine? What's the point of being friends?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I mean, there's clearly, to me, if there was a crime committed by the Biden family, to me the proper thing to do would be to just open up an investigation and let the FBI or the CIA or one of those people handle it.
Okay. Now here's my next point is, if there was a crime committed in Ukraine, what's the FBI have anything to do with it?
Well, I mean, the crime, well, there's international law and then there's American law. So the question is, if a crime happened in Ukraine, then the question is, did it break international law or American law? And we wouldn't know that unless we knew about the crime itself, mm-hmm. and the shady dealings and all that. I mean, like, point is it's funny how in this whole conversation, no one's actually trying to dig up the details on those business dealings. Because I've heard it talked about years ago when it was like thought that Biden was going to come in the race the first time, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? For the, after Obama, and he didn't. And that was one of those things that kept coming up. But what about these dealings? But then they got dropped. Cause it was like, well, he never came into the race.
Right.
But it was like, we're going to bring it back up again if he ever comes back.
So
I don't know. They don't, they're not. And the funny thing is like as normal, it's like, we're not getting a rounded. So what is the issue at hand? And should it be looked into? That question is not being asked. Instead, it was just like, well, the president, is he trying to bribe, pull up dirt? You know, like, what's the deal? You know, it's so funny that every single political person pays companies to dig up dirt. And some of those are actually outside of the country. That's how that whole like stuff about Trump came up. Most of it was false that they got those warrants off of. It was a company. It was a non-American company that was digging up the dirt. It was like Fusion GPS or whatever. So right. But they all do it. I mean, it's not like a one party thing. They're all paying people to dig up mm-hmm. dirt.
Absolutely.
And like, you know.
So that brings me to my next point that they're all doing it. What's the difference between the witch hunt against Donald Trump and Donald Trump's witch hunt against Biden? Like, it sounds like people on the right are complaining about this impeachment process of like, this is just ridiculous, da 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 da. But is it not the same ridiculousness of Trump going to the Ukrainian president to say, hey, you need to look into Biden, wink, wink?
I mean, it does seem silly. I mean, but I can't speak for Donald Trump. I mean, I'm definitely not speaking for Donald Trump. I have no idea what the man does.
No, we're speaking for...
I think he just thinks these things like in a moment and just sort of does them.
Well, I just don't understand the difference between what Donald Trump did and what the Democrats are doing to Donald Trump.
Well, I mean... him trying to find out stuff about Biden. I mean, it's like if you got nothing to hide, I don't see what the problem is. But I have no idea. I mean, it's different because on one hand, asking somebody, hey, was there a crime committed, is a whole lot different than like holding trials and basically telling everyone that you did commit a crime and just trying to like disrupt, just it's like a smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
So it feels like, you know, it's like you have a Republican controlled Senate, like, you know, they know there's not getting an impeachment. It's like you have to like impeach, what is like 70 to actually dethrone a president. You have to get like 3/4 of the.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like they're never going to get anywhere close to that. They can't even pass a freaking bill.
Well, the thing is, I think it's going to go through. What is it? The Democratic Senate first, and then it would go to Democratic
they only
House.
They got a couple people,
but then it goes to the Republican Senate. Or what? My point being is that it goes through one of them that's Democrat led, and it goes then when it goes to trial, it goes to the Republican led one. You know what I mean? So, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen.
Anyway, I just it's just more drama. I've like just started to stop with the mainstream media in general.
Right.
And I'm just focusing more on sports. Like, I literally can't even listen to the news anymore. Like, I just, because that's all they want to talk about. Like as if we don't have local governments and local problems. We have an election on Saturday. I mean, nobody down here, local news, talks squat about any of these people. Like, we've got all the senators, governor, we got everybody, every position up. And it's like, all we talk about all day long is people in Washington, D.C. who are like the least relevant people in America.
Yeah.
And should be treated as such. They should be part-time jobs. They are part-time jobs already, but they should be paid like part-time jobs. And golly, what a waste of space.
They should definitely pay them a lot less.
Yeah, they should. I think they should, for every dollar that they overspend on their budget, they should get a incremental percentage taken off of their salary.
Yeah.
Until they balance the budget. And then if they save money, they should get a bonus. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You save $1 billion, you should get some kind of bonus. I mean, we'd see some changes.
I think that term limits are a huge proponent to a lot of this.
Nobody's going to. The only thing that they can agree on is their pay raises. That's the only thing that gets passed on a regular basis. I mean, I don't know how many people, I know that's a Ted Cruz thing and it's funny cause he would literally be out of a job if it passed.
Right.
But I don't know how many people he's got like 4 or 5 people that are signed on to that. And I mean, who even knows how serious those people even are? Because it's like you can pretend to, knowing that there's no way that this is going to get passed, you can just trumpet it, you know, and be like, yeah, I'm the guy. Look, I want to fire myself.
All right, look, I found this transcript of the conversation, and I think this is the pinpoint part.
Okay.
Is I would like you, this is a president saying, of the United States, POTUS, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. So he's going on and on about this thing asking for, but he doesn't come out and just say anything about Biden in this part of the conversation. So I don't know if that is what they're talking about, but later in the conversation, they bring up Biden's son and Biden and stuff like that. But he clearly does ask Ukraine to do him a favor, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're trying to pinpoint it.
That's the thing, is like, you're doing me a favor, then I do you a favor.
Hey, do me a favor.
Do me a favor.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Do me a favor. Anyway, let's get off of politics, because let's just pray that they all get voted out of office before they blow the world up in World War III.
All of them.
All of them. If we could just be like Canada, if we could just get rid of everybody on the same day, just fire everyone.
Is that what that happened in Canada?
They can vote to dissolve themselves and literally dissolve the entire parliament in one day, and then they have like 30 days to re-elect or something.
That'll never happen. All right, guys, thanks for joining us. This was a conversation about Trump and weight loss and breathing fat through your mouth.
There's a lot of fat breath in this conversation.
Hey, check us out on social media, on Instagram at That Guy Show and on Facebook at Wise Fools Media. If you want to leave a comment or question to be played in the air, hit us up at 985-503-7867. 985-503-7867. I'm William.
I'm Matt.
This is That Guy Show. Peace. I know I'll be right through.